Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find everything is just so complicated? Or perhaps you're just overcomplicating everything? Well, today, I'm going to look at why this is and how you can simplify life. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I have been terrible for overthinking and overcomplicating things in the past. But it really was most of the time very straightforward. I just wasn't in the right emotional state and I wasn't thinking in the right ways to go forward. But I started to realize I was getting some great ideas, the simplest ideas, when I was just feeling really, really good. I can remember particularly earlier in my 20s when I did a lot of athletics. I wasn't that good, to be honest, but I used to like doing quite a lot of sprinting. But when I do an intense session, felt good from working out, the endorphins, the feel-good chemicals you get from exercise were going through my body. I come up with some really simple but effective ideas that had been a problem for weeks. Or when I was in the public sector, not really, really in a good place, and something was actually quite straightforward, but I was emotionally stressed out from something or some kind of maybe some criticism I've received, I would just not see the simple way forward. But I'd go outside, I'd go for a bit of a walk, and then suddenly it came to me. That was a click, if you wonder what that sound was with my fingers. And it just came. Well, it'd be impressive if I could click with my toes. Maybe some people can. Anyway, that's not the point. Back to the point. But I just get a straightforward, easy idea when I was in my best state. So why is it we overcomplicate everything? Why is it that we just don't make things straightforward or easy for ourselves? Now, there's a difference between being easy and simple. I must say that. Simple's when it's just simple way forward, what you've got to do. Whilst easy is about the difficulty it's going to be mentally or physically. So let's use an example. If you want to lose weight, that is really, 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 etc. simple. Now, you might be listening and thinking, it's not simple to lose weight. Yes, it is. It's just not easy. Because why is it not easy? Because, well, it depends who you are. If you're in a habit of doing lots of exercise, it's going to be easier. If you're in a habit of eating healthy, it's going to be easier. But your emotions will get in the way. Your mind gets in the way. So mentally, it's not easy. Physically, you might have to do a lot of hard work in the gym or outside running if you're able to run or walk or whatever. So it is really simple. And again, how do you, if you want to grow a business, let's go into that. It's actually quite simple. Now, I'm not a millionaire, I'm not a billionaire or anything like that. But if you want to make a lot of money, it's actually quite simple. It's going to take time. And, you know, I'm on my journey myself, but I'm serving a lot of people on the way and my profits are going up. It's actually really simple. All you've got to do is find someone who's done it, get them, learn from them, and then start doing, understanding what works for you and what doesn't. And then start looking at what's making results, what's adding value to people, and keep doing more of that. There's so many ways to make money out there if you just want to make money. It's really simple, but it's not easy. And then we overcomplicate it and say, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that, because our mind gets in the way and that's what's stopping us. Things are really simple. And let's use another example because this is a classic one that comes up. And I do love an example because I know we've got a different range of examples. Let's say you're miserable in a relationship. What's really simple? Walk away from that relationship. That is so simple, it's untrue. Now, you probably may be screaming at me again saying, it's not that simple, Johnny. I've been with that person for 5 years. We might be married. You might be married. If you're married to me, that's news to me. But It might be a case that you're married. It might be, you know, a case you've been together. Now, it is literally that simple. You just end the relationship. Now, is it easy? No, that's the difference. Emotionally, it's going to be painful. Mentally, thinking about all the things you got to do, that's going to be painful. And maybe financially, unfortunately, it might be difficult because if you're married, I've never been married, so I don't know this, but I know obviously when you have divorces and things like that, you have to look at who's getting what and everything like that. You might have to get a lawyer if it's messy, or solicitor. But it's simple. We make things really, really complicated when they are really not complicated. A really simple thing is, if you want to get good at something, just find someone else who's done it and model them, whether it's in a book, ideally a mentor and coach, because you're going to get there quicker, or just learn, immerse yourself in that subject. When I say immerse, I mean become obsessed with that subject and start implementing things. It is that simple, but it's not easy because your emotions get in the way. There's going to be ups and downs. But our brain likes to be comfortable. It doesn't like things that are uncomfortable, and that's what stops us. So isn't it funny? When you get your best ideas, you're suddenly in a really calm place, not necessarily your environment, but inside mentally. You might be relaxing. You might just be sitting in silence. That's why I'm trying to get a practice as much as possible in sitting in silence as many times I can in the day. So my brain, the amount of work I've got to do every day, or I get to do, which is a better way of putting it, I allow myself to slow down, and then my brain can go, oh, what about this? What about that? Your brain, your subconscious mind is always working in the background. But when you're in a great state, when you're feeling good, that's when the best ideas come. And they can be so, so simple. Think about it. Think of an example in your life when something so simple just came to your head and you're like, why have I not thought of this before? Because you're feeling good. So therefore, focus on feeling good. Understand where you want to go. But work hard, of course, but don't focus on trying to make yourself hit something so, so strongly and get frustrated, because you're not going to be in the right emotional state to find the simplest strategies. I remember being at a virtual event recently, and if you've listened to me for a while, you'll know how much I love personal growth events. And something one of the speakers said was, you can have the simplest and easiest strategy in front of you, but you will not use it unless you're in the right state. So how do we get the simplest ideas out of ourselves, and how do we implement it? So I've already given one. Prioritize feeling good, whatever it is for you. Don't use the word should. The word should is a dangerous one. So some people say you should meditate, you should do all this gratitude, you should journal. Now, these are great things to do, and I definitely recommend trying them. But maybe for you, what makes you feel really good, if you're like me, is going for an intense run. Now, if you're able to run or get outside or whatever you can. Now, whatever it is for you, it's going to be different. What's going to make you feel good? What genuinely brings the best out of you? Is it maybe you get a bit run down, you go for a spa day. Maybe it's going for a walk in nature. Nature is generally a pretty good one for most people, without your phone if possible. Or if you're going with your phone, you want to take some pictures, just put it on airplane mode so you don't get into the whole social media and the news, which takes you away from that present moment. So think about what it is for you. What makes you feel good? For me as well, it's hanging out with other people. Now, I'm quite extroverted, but some people may just like smaller groups of people. For me, I like nothing better than being at a big event and socializing with people. That gives me a lot of energy. And I like virtually catch up with people and like talking to you on this podcast. But for me, like, I get a lot of energy and start to feel good when I'm around like-minded people. But think about what it is for you. The second one is get a coach and talk it through. I've been a coach and I'm a qualified coach. I'm a neuroencoding specialist, but I can't emphasize how important coaching was for me. because a coach can allow you to reflect on yourself, increase your self-awareness, and get you to the point that you understand what's going to be best for you. Now, there's a difference between a coach and a mentor. A mentor's more going to tell you what to do. They've got that expertise. They tell you, you should do this, that. Whilst a coach has some expertise, usually, in, you know, asking questions and maybe in an area, but they're more likely to ask you the questions and get you to the place where you realize what's going to be best for yourself. So getting a coach can help you come up with those simple ideas that may be tucked away in some of your troubling emotions. And the next point kind of links onto that. Now, it's about getting accountability. Now, a coach can keep you accountable. That's fantastic. But perhaps if you don't have a coach, or you might want to do this separately, get an accountability partner. Just say you're going to achieve this by the end of the week. Now, we sometimes say that to ourselves and then we don't. And then we get caught up by life, by rubbish that usually doesn't serve us. However, if we are accountable to someone else, we often don't want to go back on our word. So telling someone else, I am going to complete that project by the end of the week. I'm going to complete my 1,000 words of my new book by the end of the week. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to exercise for 4 times this week. Be really specific. Say I'm going to run or walk or go outside for 30 minutes every day. Tell your accountability partner what you're going to do. Be really specific, because then you're being accountable to someone else. And then the final one is write it out. Journal. When we get our thoughts onto paper, it makes it more real. It makes us understand it a lot better. So writing down, what do I need to do now? What is the way forward? Asking yourself those powerful questions that are going to get you out of the pattern of being stuck to moving forward. Now, you can write down what you're feeling, your emotions and stuff. That's great, getting it out of your head. But if you're not asking yourself powerful questions to move yourself forward, you will be stuck. The quality of our life is determined by the quality of our questions we ask ourselves. So saying, why is life happening to me? You're going to get negative answers. But if you start asking, what can I learn from this? What am I going to do today? What am I going to do as my next steps? Those are some powerful questions. So start asking yourself some powerful questions as much as possible. It literally is so much more simple than our minds make it. Our minds get caught up with these emotions. Like I said, if you're miserable in a relationship, leave that person. If you want to make more money, learn from someone who's already done it and try and replicate from different sources. Get a coach, get a mentor, learn from someone else. If you want to lose weight, eat well and exercise more. It's really, really simple. But like I said, if you're not in the right emotions, if you've not got the right support, you are not going to follow those simple actions. And that's when your mind makes it really complicated and we just don't do the simple steps that move us forward. And also, I didn't cover this one, but break it down really, really small. If the steps are too intimidating, then just make, if you see like a step, like I've got to release my first podcast episode, for example, and I know lots of people have contacted me and said, oh, how do I make a podcast? And I'm making a course on that to come out shortly, actually. And I'm making that as simple as possible for people to understand, as well as growing your confidence on it. So if you're interested in that, give me an email, coaching@johnnypardo.com, and I'll give you some more details on that. But it's really, really simple. If you're trying to make your first podcast episode, then you would just think, right, okay, I'm brainstorming some ideas. Then I'm going to brainstorm a little bit of the script. I'm going to write the script. I'm going to practice it once, saying it out loud. And just making it really, really small, simple steps. And you can apply that to anything. Focus on feeling good. Okay. So if you're really looking to overcome the challenge of being in the comfort zone, or you're stuck because you're overcomplicating it and holding yourself back, and it's particularly impacting your career and business, then I've got something for you. I have my one-to-one program where I'll personally work with you on your confidence and your mindset in your business. if you qualify for the program. So if you're fed up of being in self-doubt, the pain of worrying about it all, and lack of trust in your career or business, and you want to get that back and grow yourself, then drop me a message. Just send me a simple message saying the words coaching on Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram. My handle is at johnny.pardo. Or if you're not on there, you can reach out to me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just type in Johnny Pardo into either of those. Now, I'll leave the links in the description below. Remember, you've got to take action to improve your life. Insanity is, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and not getting results. How long do you want to keep stuck in your overcomplicated mind and your old ways and not progressing? Take action. Let's have this chat. There's only limited spots, so don't hold out forever. I've had to turn people away. But if you really feel like this is you, then give me a message ASAP, and I look forward to talking to you there. Thank you so much for listening. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating just so we can reach more people. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.